This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome, my cat loving friend. I am very excited today. We have Dr. Jeff Feidman, who's got a whole bunch of letters after his name. And I found in researching him that he actually has dual degrees in veterinarian, of course, and molecular biology.
Wow.
Impressive. We're going to talk about some problems with cats that often present as behavioral. People assume they're behavioral, but maybe they're not. What's going on? How do we fix it? We'll be back after this word from our sponsor.
Pet Greens is proud to support 19 Cats and Counting on Pet Life Radio. Our small family farm produces live organic cat grass, catnip, and soft chew treats packed with green nutrition to help your pets truly thrive inside. We're partnering with pioneer cat behavior expert and best-selling author Pam Johnson Bennett to help indoor cats live their best lives with indoor enrichment tips for their parents.
I'm very careful about the products that I choose because I have built a reputation over 4 decades where cat parents trust me, and they know that when I recommend a brand or talk about a particular product, they know it came from my heart and I really believe it. I've done my research with Pet Greens. I love the products. I love the quality. And one of the things that I feel just stands out is the education that Pet Greens provides. They guide you every step of the way. It's a relationship. I know how much they love cats and how much they love cat welfare and cat health, and that's their motivation.
For more information on the benefits of cat grass and catnip for your cat's indoor enrichment, visit petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to 19 Cats and Counting. I am your co-host, Linda Hall, here with my gorgeous BFF, Rita Reimers.
Ooh, I like the way you say that.
I love rolling my ears on that. I love it.
That's like
a
pro, right?
It is, the Rita Reimers. Yes, exactly. So let's get Dr. Jeff
yes.
in here, because I'm ready. I am so
I'm
ready.
I'm ready, too. What are we talking about, Dr. Jeff? I can't wait.
We can talk about whatever you all want to talk about.
I love you.
Well, you know, what we're going to talk about applies to every condition there is.
100%.
Dexter heard you.
Oh, are you talking to me, Dr. Jeff? So here's the common scenario with us. Integration and peeing outside the box seem to be tied for our two most popular playlists in working with clients. And we always say, go to the vet, get a vet check first. They come back and say, it's clear. We throw everything in the book at them. Sometimes it works. Sometimes we're stuck. We haven't seen any change. And I'm learning that there are medical reasons behind this, which are often going undiagnosed. So fill us in, Dr. Jeff.
Well, thank you for asking. That's a very, very, very long answer. Because it goes back to the 60s and 70s with the, remember, FUS, feline urologic syndrome, that then became feline lower urinary tract
disease. Yes,
and
right.
FIC, feline interstitial cystitis. Well, a guy at OSU, Tony Buffington, a vet back in the 90s, started studying these cats. He's a urinary expert in cats. And it's a very common cause for euthanasia of healthy cats, of otherwise healthy cats, is urinary
right.
problems. So like you said, you know, we consider them to be behavioral and untreatable, but often they go on drugs that may or may not help. But anyway, what Dr. Buffington found is that 100% of the cats that he was studying got rid of their symptoms altogether just by enriching their environments, just by providing kitty cubbies or climbing places or kitty TV or petting sessions. And that's the basis, I think, for a lot of help that we can give to our kitties. Certainly any disease, whether it's from a kittenhood up through Pandora's syndrome. Oh, sorry, they now call it Pandora's syndrome because it involves every part of the body. In fact, he says one of the things I call it is medically unexplained syndrome. So just what you said, it's exactly what you said, Linda. As far as you go to the vet, no reason for it, it's Pandora syndrome.
And I get it to an extent. So I really dove deep, and I posted a social media about the video about this. So you tell me if I was wrong in what I said. But they do a urinary test, and I think that's because it's fairly common. If left untreated, it can be deadly. And it's a simple, easy urine test that runs between $25 and $75 in the US.
They're looking for infection. They're looking for an easy cure.
Go. And when that comes back clear, they say go home. But it could be something like interstitial cystitis, which my understanding is it causes the same kind of pain as a UTI, and they're suffering with it. But you can't tell until you go in with a cystoscope, which is between $1,000 and $2,000. That's why I believe these are going undiagnosed. What do you think?
That makes total sense, because you're right. There is now even a cystoscopy, which is an invasive procedure. I mean, that involves anesthesia. That involves, you know, a lot of things. So I think maybe 1 or 2% of the kidneys, like my kidney Aviva, has this habit, has a bangle of when you don't do what she wants, she pees all over the place. You know, if she has her dinner and you don't give her dinner right away, stare at you and pee right where she...
Yeah. And that's unusual. Cats don't typically pee where they eat. So that's very indicative of some kind of
anxiety. I need the food and you're not giving it to me takes over, right? Mm-hmm.
And feeding her right on time definitely relieves that. But my point is, she's the kind of kitty that would be either to sleep or you would need to work up further. And a cystoscope with her may or may not show the stress, the anxiety that you just described. But relieving that at its source is a different matter. And that's something that you can do at home without a $1,000 workup. But it's a great idea, like you said, Rita, to rule out, you know, infection, crystals, some high pH, low pH, diabetes, all the things that we can do with a 25, or I don't even know. You said they called it 75.
Between 25 and 75 is what they were ranging across the states.
Let me ask a question.
I just heard somebody in LA pays $85 for nail trim.
Wow.
That doesn't surprise me, sadly. But
a lot of pet centers will do that for free as part of the service. But let me ask a question, though. Say you take your cat in, you rule out all these things, and you're thinking, oh, I need this $2,000 test. Why can't we treat them as if that's what it is without spending $2,000 on a test?
That's exactly what I recommend, and that's what we do at Holistic Actions. Say, look, you've got the option of doing this. You have an option of doing this. It may or may not be feasible, but no matter what you do, you can always do what you just described, you know, upgrade their diet, upgrade their lifestyle, start loving on them more, giving them more external stimulation. 90 to 99% of the time, that's all you need to do.
That is a part, whether they're peeing outside the box, pooping, fighting, whatever they're doing, there is always enrichment on that list to cover.
Because always anxiety that's causing these anyway.
Exactly. And what happens, you know, I always tell clients, you know, think about, you know, your family member's ill, whatever, and you're sitting there and it's eating you alive and you're basting in it. And then all of a sudden you say, that's it. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to clean my house. I'm going to do this. I'm going to catch up on work. I got to get my mind off this. Cats who have anxiety are also sitting and just rolling in it, right?
They're waiting for the predator to get them.
So give them things to do and watch and see that take their mind off so they're not just focusing on their pain and concerns.
Yeah, and the beauty of this whole technique, this whole method, this whole approach is it's based in something called psychoneuroimmunology, which is the interconnection of, you know, the brain and psychology, neurology, and the immunology. It's basically the whole body. And we're now learning in science that that is connected with the ancient wisdom and spirituality and spirit and love and all the things that we know work. So once we connect all that stuff, our vets are going to be writing prescriptions for purring more, you know, more purring or get a catio or, yeah.
anything. Exactly.
Oh, and as a cat sitter, I used to walk into places sometimes and see the only evidence of a cat was the food bowl or the water bowl or the litter box. And that's it. Cats can't live like that. They need stimulation. They need to be able to replicate what they would be doing outside, inside.
Rita's, my favorite Rita Reimer's quote, and I want you to see if you're going to back us up on this.
I'm sure you will.
Every single thing a cat does is based on the survival of themselves and their species.
That's right.
Everything.
And I would broaden that to say everything every animal does.
That's true. That is absolutely true. One of my big things in client sessions is giving analogies. I always say, put yourself in your cat's fur. Right? And give analogies. If you're feeling this way, how long do you want this to continue before somebody puts a stop to it? Because you're about to have a breakdown, right? How long, you know, how do you want this to be handled?
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that we see that we battle is people thinking that the reason the cat pooped on their pillow is because they were seeking revenge.
Yeah. Cats don't know revenge.
And there is another factor, and that is worry and fear and anxiety on our part, which then transfers energetically to them. And one of the first things we teach is a mindset shift. And that mindset shift is, look, the universe is amazing. We are, and our cats are miraculous healing beings. And we just have to assume that nature is always designed to do what Rita just said. It always designed to rebalance and save itself. The only reason it doesn't is when we get in the way.
Well, sure. A lot of people, like, they yell at their cats or they get upset. We had this Marine guy who was said to us, well, I can't ever hit my cat, ever.
He looked like you were shot, so I can never hit the cat?
So they're doing these things and feeding in and making the anxiety worse, which makes the peeing worse, and it's a vicious cycle.
Exactly. Yes. Understanding why your cat is behaving that way, I think, is the key to everything and meeting their needs, because a cat didn't do anything out of spite or hate or revenge or, you know,
it's they don't understand that.
They don't have that mentality. And, you know, understanding, I think it changes. And we'll see in clients when they're really mad because a cat poops, that client, he went away for one long weekend every month for work. And he said, every time I come back, the cat has pooped on my pillow out of revenge. Well, when we told him the cat pooped on his pillow to mix his scent, their scents together because he missed him so much, you could kind of see this, oh, like, I'm so sorry.
And he was about to rehome the cat. Well, he didn't rehome the cat, thankfully.
He's going to rehome the cat.
But if he hadn't reached out to us, that cat would still be suffering.
So outside of enrichment, what are we missing generally with our cats that's going to help lower this anxiety?
Oh, thank you for asking. The very best thing is happiness at every level, starting with what we feed them. So they may be happy with the dry food, but a dry kibble is about the opposite of what a cat should be eating.
Right.
So dehydrating.
Focus on what they love, but make sure it's a wet food, or better yet, a fresh food. Because we're talking about, you know, providing the body with the nutrition, the energy it needs to do its job.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can't do that with devitalized, ultra processed food. You know, they've done studies in people. I'm not aware of any in animals, but they're actually doing a lot of work now in the field. The prevalence of cancer is like many times higher the more that we eat ultra processed foods. More fresh foods we eat, the more whole foods, the more fruits, veggies. You know, if you're a human, you know, just a plant-based diet. But if you're a cat, you know, what's the most natural diet is a raw meat diet.
We got turned on to Boss Cat freeze-dried raw. And my cats are nuts over it. Like, especially Subra. She thinks that's the greatest thing she's ever eaten, and I'm there for it. So, you know, I can break up the pieces and give them as a treat. I rehydrate them with goat's milk or water to make a wet food. And we're clearing up so many issues, especially my FIV boy who used to break out all the time. He's not breaking out like he used to. Give the body what it needs, right?
We even tried cooking our own cat food, but that was kind of a failure. Or my cat don't like my cookie. That was a fail. But yeah, But at least we found something that was good.
But yeah. And we tell people all the time, you know, okay, you can't afford this premium food. Get the best thing you can afford, right? And even if you could afford to like pick up one bag of these freeze dried and give it to them as treats and change their
treats. That's what I do.
You made an improvement. One thing.
Or pick up that bag and share whatever you're making with your cat. Last night, one of my kitties had lasagna and asparagus and broccoli, and she just loves it. You know, granted, she eats off the table. You know, she gets right off the table, but no, it's not balanced. But the variety of foods, and when you add in the freeze dried, you know, your goldens, and they're gonna love it, and you're gonna clear up so many issues. Oh my gosh, you're gonna make. I mean, my job is to make my job irrelevant. You know, it's not. You know, or better yet, go to Livette once or twice a year for a real wellness check, your exam, maybe diagnostic tests, but not something that might trigger an autoimmune disease. Or we're doing less and less of that over the years, for sure.
Yeah, we're finding a lot of food sensitivities too. The two crazy cat ladies just started selling this hair and saliva test, and the cats that they've had that have only eaten raw all their lives all did really well. One cat, they had an allergy to stevia, but they're not giving the cat stevia, so they're really not concerned about that. The cat that they found on a bike ride, who has not lived her whole life, had a whole ton of allergies. And I think it's important to note, she's a trouble cat. She pees on them when they sleep.
She does.
You know, makes sense. There's something going on in there that's causing inflammation and problems. And so she's feeling not up to snuff, so she's getting more anxious.
A huge difference.
I hate to stop us here, but this is a great time for a break.
All right, and hold that
we'll
thought.
We'll be right back to let Dr. Jeff ask that question. And I have a couple questions of my own.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Linda Hall from 19 Cats and Counting.
And I'm Rita Reimers from 19 Cats and Counting. You know the expression that cats have 9 lives? Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life.
How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life, and it helps control the free roaming cat populations too. You can learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org.
That's givethem10.org.
Gifts for my pets.
Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pets. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with 19 Cats and Counting, my BFF and co-host Linda Hall, and the possum, Dr. Jeff Feinman. Linda just laid out talking about cats who maybe have not had the best diet, having issues with peeing and other types of sensitivity to certain foods because they've been fed raw.
You see that often?
Almost every day. And you know what holistic actions and the approach that we are talking about are about is connecting what you just described with science of why Why do we see that so often? Why is it correct by feeding raw food? Why is it correct by enrichment? And it's not going to be a big surprise that it's just all about balance.
Yes.
And that the better balanced they are, I mean, what's an allergy by definition? An immune imbalance.
And when it reacts to that, then you have the inflammation and the problems that cause behavioral problems because they're not feeling good.
Well, I guess if you think about too, like people that eat just junk food all the time and don't get good nutrition, they tend to have a lot of physical issues. And I think they have some emotional stability issues too, because they're not getting the right nutrition.
That's a point. You know, I have had a couple of human kids in my life, three of them, and I prefer the fur ones, but don't tell my kids that. Just kidding. So when your baby is weaned off of your milk, you are to add one thing at a time, one thing at a time, one thing at a time. Don't give this too soon. It'll cause the problem. Don't give that too soon. Kittens, when they're weaned off mama's milk, get a bowl of dry kibble shoved under their face or something, you know. So, yeah, it seems that we're missing a parallel.
The bad diet.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a big disconnect in a lot of ways, and that's one of them. And, I mean, for example, we know in kids with ear infections that the best way to predispose them to future ear infections and other allergies is with antibiotics. And pediatricians rarely now prescribe antibiotics for those kids, but what do we do when we go to the vet, you know, with an infection of any sort? You know, almost first thing is an antibiotic. And,
you
know, and then you build up a tolerance to those, too, if you take too much.
And a worldwide antibiotic resistance. I mean, the MRSA method is basically a result of, you know, overuse of antibiotics. Pien Rita, it's really... everything that we deal with is man-made. So why don't we just go back to basics?
Yes.
Well, my question is, I have two cats that won't eat anything but dry. What do I do about that? I cannot get them to eat wet. I've tried everything. Zuki and Lulu, neither one of them will eat anything
both
wet.
Both were older when they came in and had been living the life on dry food. So now we're trying to get them something decent and they're like, I ain't eating that.
Well, they won't even eat any fresh food or baby food or anything of that sort.
Baby food. I should have known to try that. That's good.
Yeah, and maybe sprinkle some of the crumbled dry food on it. Or what we do is... my wife will make up a bunch of chicken. We add structured water, shake it up, and just, you know, put that on the food. And the cats love, love, love that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I got a rotisserie chicken yesterday. Guess which two cats wouldn't eat it? Lulu and Zuki. I don't know what to do. I'll start with the baby food, though. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And have you tried sardines? Another.
No, I haven't tried those.
That would be, yes. Exactly. That's a very good idea. Thank you. Yeah, I'll tell you, Rita and I are certainly not against Western medication.
No.
However, again, this is something, my cat's having this behavioral problem. I took them to the vet. Prozac, 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 Prozac. We just sit there and wait. It's like fluoxetine. Yeah, Prozac. So in our opinion, and again, we're not vets. In our opinion, if the problem is being caused by the feral cats outside that are spraying your house, the problem is being caused by the new cat that you brought in. This is a temporary problem. Let's not give a permanent solution that takes up to 8 weeks to titrate all the way up. And then if it doesn't work, you have to slowly titrate down before you can try something out.
It makes a few cats angrier, too.
Yeah. We've heard that. Or we've had people tell us my cat's on anxiety medicine and they are now a couch pillow. We just moved them and they've completely lost their personality and who they are. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, there are two ways of looking at it. I guess there's the human-centered treatment approach where we're diagnosing and treating based on what's good for us, the people. But I think that an animal-centered approach animal-centered treatments will be the wave of the future, and animal-centered treatments just wrap up everything that we just have been speaking about, because patience and perseverance almost always are going to, almost always going to win. And you can mindfully monitor and make sure there's nothing going on medically and So I agree. I mean, the medical stuff is phenomenal, but it's what you do with it that's the question.
I see. Now let's try his behavior out there. Let's try this. Let's try that.
Yeah. Why go write and your project? Why don't we try a more temporary thing that doesn't have to titrate up or titrate down, like Boost Bar or something else like that?
Boost Bar does have to be titrated, but gabapentin, I know that's a good short term for like going to the vet and things, but there are other holistic things, and that's really our favorite thing, that, you know, the things that you just can't mess up. It won't hurt if it's not this, but let's give it a shot.
And maybe the very best one like that, that's easiest for people, are some like Stress Stopper, Jackson Galaxy, or other flower essences. Because you can use them as often as you need. You're not going to ever see side effects. You know, there's no drug effect. It's an energetic, you know, an essence.
Yeah, we exactly. have certain ones we recommend, and sometimes people look at us like they're a little dubious about the effectiveness of it.
Convivial House Cat from catberries.com is one. It's flower essences, tree root essences, water. The preservative is grapefruit seed extract. So
no alcohol.
You don't get any more benign than that, right? And you can spray it on your hand and pet the cat stuff, but she does that energy work with it. And we've had a few clients reach out to us and like, did I just pay that money for a bottle of water with good intentions?
No.
Well, there's a little more to it, but look, it works. It helped us out of a couple situations. It works. What else do you need to know, right?
Let me ask a question to Dr. Jeff, if she can speak to this. Like Pandora syndrome, like kind of sounds like, I don't know what else is wrong. Let's just say it's Pandora syndrome. What is the diagnosis and what is the best thing to do if your cat, is it a diagnosis or is it just a catch-all for we don't know?
Very, very good question. Well, you know, a synonym for it are medically unexplained symptoms and syndrome, which is a catch-all for we don't know. And I know that because, you know, I myself started having weird symptoms in 1975 and was diagnosed with MUS until 2010. So that's what, 25, 35 years. Until they finally realized, you know, that there's actually some physiologic basis to all my symptoms. So, you know, the answer is it really depends. Depends on the individual. Depends on the full context. Is it a young kitty? Is it an older kitty? Is it a lifestyle thing? Is it related to the diet? Is it related to the environment? You know, every cat is like a snowflake. They're all unique.
That is 100% true. And we always try to get the background on the cat, too. Like, we recently had somebody adopted a 10-year-old cat, which we were really applauding. Like, thank you for adopting the 10-year-old. They didn't know much about the history. So, you know, the cat was found as a stray, but had obviously been someone's at one time, and so was put into the shelter. When we know that there's trauma behind it, for example, we get a few clients who got a cat out of a hoarding home, and it's like, of course that cat's stealing your food. That cat was resource-starved, right? Like, there's not enough to go around.
There was too much competition for basic resources, so that's not good.
Yes, your cat that was in a situation where he was getting beat up is going to be a little less accepting when you're working on your integration. You're going to have to stick at it a little longer.
And you hit the nail on the head. It's just a matter of months and months of work instead of hours or days. I mean, every cat we ever rescued, so we put them in the back room, and they're also sticking out from under the door, wanting to get out and figure out how to open the door by the next day, usually.
Yeah. Yeah. Give them that time to settle. And
we'll have a session with somebody, and then a week later, they'll email us. Nothing's working. Well, it's been a week. Okay. You didn't even get the holistic remedy yet, because I know it takes longer to come into mail than a week. So we need to somehow imprint upon these people that this is a whole cat solution. We're not looking at one little part of their life, and it's going to take time for these changes. Where my cats don't like change, so they're going to resist some of this at first, right?
And that's another huge factor. You know, my Bengal, any change in schedule or in anything, and that does stress her out. And yeah, cats are creatures of habits, as you know. I mean,
Lately.
They do the same thing all the time. So yeah, it's going to take time to acclimate. It's going to take time, but you have to really want to, you know. It really helps a lot to know that it will always work. It may not work tomorrow, it may not work on our timeline, but nature doesn't always work on a fast timeline.
Well, and it's about making the cat's mind up, right? We always say with integration, cats err on the side of caution. I'm going to assume you're going to kill me until you prove otherwise. So it's our job to prove otherwise, right? Like, and it's all about that stubbornness. My daughter and son-in-law had a cat who was found in a trailer park eating out of trash cans. In her brain, food could disappear at any second. So she would steal food off plates, out of mouths, everything. So I sat down with her. She jumped up. I sat down, set her on the floor. And we played this game. On the 10th time of setting her on the floor, I started to cry.
It wasn't a fun game.
My arm hurt and I felt like she was going to win this battle. And then I can't be a behaviorist anymore because if I can't fix my cat, I can't tell you how to fix yours. 14. On the 14th time I set her down, told her down, she didn't come back up. And she hasn't tried to steal food off my plate in the 3.5 years since, almost four years.
So, once they got it, they got it. But you've got to put in the effort and time. I mean, you can't just put up a barrier between two cats who are trying to get along and say, here, you know, they get to know each other. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it does, but you get a lot of vet visits and ER visits now as they get into cat fights.
Yeah,
we always tell people don't reach your hand in because you can end up in the ER. My cat won't bite me. No, not on purpose, but it happens.
Yeah, we had a client a couple months ago that had staples in her head and she'd had stitches somewhere else.
The lady in Iran, she had her whole arm bandaged up because her cat had attacked her.
I had to have IV antibiotics and yeah, the whole nine yards. You know, don't interrupt a cat doing what a cat's doing, right?
Just go with the flow of the flow of their energy or the flow of what's going on around them or whatever they're doing. Yeah, don't interfere. Don't get in the way. I mean, that's bottom line, really. It's just let the world, universe, nature, and your kitty, which is all part of it, just do what nature intends. And the more we get in the way, the more trouble we're going to get into.
Exactly. Yes. Especially punishing. I try to tell everybody, you know, imagine you wake up in the middle of the night and you're dying of thirst and you go to get a drink and your partner, whoever's with you, smacks you in the head and says, don't do that. I needed a drink. What's wrong with you? Right. And so, you know, nobody wants the cat pooping on the pillow. And yes, we can help put an end to that, but it's not being done out of naughtiness. So,
and it's not spite and it's not jealousy. It is just a cat being a cat.
Right. Yeah.
Dr. Jeff, I know we're running out of time, unfortunately, but I'd love to know, like, what is your best advice for somebody? You know, they have this cat, they want to do the best for the cat, right? How can they avoid some of these issues with Pandora and interstitial cystitis and anxiety? What would you tell a first-time cat owner?
Oh, what a great question. I love that question. And I will.
Do we have an hour left to answer it, right?
Oh, no. I can answer it in under a minute. And that is, I'll give you a link.
No, we can run a little bit over. It's okay.
I'll give you a link that you can share for a free course that describes the method that is what we're talking about. And
oh, nice.
If anyone tries it and having problems, you know, we're there at Holistic Actions to answer any questions.
That's amazing. Thank you. That's amazing. Holistic Actions. That is awesome.
I'm going to go check that out.
Well, you need to come back because I have other subjects I want to discuss with you. We need to have you back. You are amazing.
Will you come back and be on our show again?
Of course. I mean, let's record right now. Yes.
Right?
I'd be honored. That would be beautiful.
If we didn't have a behavior session after this, I would. But yes, because you are our perfect vet. You are the guy we want. The one that's looking at these things from the cat's point of view, from a holistic point of view, and dealing with things instead of constantly throwing drugs at the cat or rehoming them or whatever.
Well, thank you all for having me. I really, really, really appreciate it because any way of getting the word out about this more conscious cat caring method is just, you know, very important to me. I mean, it's my mission in life actually to get the word out to everyone because it's free and it's easy and it's going to help us be happier. It's going to help them be happier.
Definitely. When everybody in the household's got peace, everybody, it affects everybody. We've seen some clients where the humans are so on the ledge, ready to jump from what's been going on.
And they're fighting with each other, too. So I hate we have to wrap up, but thank you so much, Dr. Jeff, for coming on the show and giving us this great insight. We definitely want to have you back. And Linda Hall, I can never thank you enough for being my ride or die. And of course, Mark Winter, for giving us this awesome spot and opportunity on Pet Life Radio. We are forever grateful. And don't forget, every day is Catter Day. We'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.